This is Morning Edition. I'm Will Michaels. Republican leaders in the North Carolina House have released a $30 billion budget proposal for the next fiscal year. It proposes spending about $2 billion less than Governor Roy Cooper's budget, highlighting a continuing divide between their agendas. WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell was at the budget announcement and joins me from Raleigh. Hey, Colin.
Hey, Will.
First of all, it's hundreds of pages long, proposals like this, so we're not going to get to all of it today, but in his budget proposal, Governor Roy Cooper would eliminate corporate tax cuts scheduled for the next few years. What does the state house budget say about corporate and individual income taxes?
Yeah, so there's a whole lot less of a change in what the House is proposing here. They really don't want to do a whole lot on the personal income tax front other than speeding up a scheduled income tax cut. It was supposed to go to 4.6%. They want to go ahead and drop it to 4.5%, which was eventually going to do a couple years out anyway. No changes in the House on the corporate income tax rate. That's scheduled to drop down to pretty close to zero within the next couple of years. The House does want to cut some other business taxes called franchise and privilege taxes. But I don't want to spend half an hour explaining exactly how those work here, but certainly a benefit to businesses on that front. While the governor would like to get rid of some of those corporate income tax rates, that doesn't seem to have any buy-in from Republicans at this point.
We should also say we'll get to more details of the budget as we continue studying it over the next several days. What about state employees? North Carolina has thousands of them, and they closely watch what happens with the budget each year. What does it say about their pay?
Yeah, so most state employees are going to get 4.25% increases this coming year, 3.25% raises the following year. That's sort of the across the board that everybody gets, but the rate for teachers is going to be a bit higher. That's a little bit harder to explain because it's sort of an average overall teachers across the state, and depending on where you're at in your teaching career, the exact mileage may vary overall. And then there's also some additional funding for correctional officers, school bus drivers, other sort of hard-to-fill positions that the state wants to do a little bit more to get the salaries up for, because a lot of those are turning into vacancies and pretty long-held vacancies where they just don't have nearly enough people to do the work at this point.
Legislative leaders often include policy proposals that are not necessarily related to spending, but they put them in the budget. What is in this budget that could be controversial?
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be a Republican budget if there weren't at least a few swipes at Democratic Governor Roy Cooper in there somewhere. And there's several of these. They seem to be taking particular issue at some environmental initiatives that the governor wants to work towards, including the state's participation in a regional greenhouse gas initiative. There's also a mandate that he came out with for what it referred to as clean trucks, basically a shift towards low emissions vehicles in the trucking fleet. That was part of an executive order that that came out a couple months ago on the governor's side. They want to eliminate that through this. There's also a change to the State Bureau of Investigation. That's the state version of the FBI. The SBI currently is underneath the governor's administration. They want to make that a fully independent agency. And that's after some sniping between the governor and the current SBI director, who says the governor's office has interfered with some hiring and some other things and actually tried to force him out. So the legislature definitely jumping into that fight and trying to pull this law enforcement agency away from the governor's administration.
Okay, so a few things to keep an eye on over the next few months. Speaking of which, where does the budget process go from here?
Yeah, so this is the, I guess, first or second stop of many before we actually get a budget enacted. So we'll hear more about this budget in a committee hearing later this week. And next week, the House will have its votes on the floor on this budget. But then that's only the first step before the Senate jumps in. Their budget comes out sometime in May. Then the two sides come together with some sort of compromise budget, probably sometime in June. And that goes to the governor, who may either sign or veto. So we've got a lot of steps left to go in this process.
Which is exactly why we say stay tuned for the next several months. Colin Campbell, WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief. Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Will.